AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. One person has died after a semi-trailer intentionally crashed into a Texas public safety office near Houston. Ed Donahue has details.
Police say the 18-wheeler was stolen and was driven through the front of the Texas Department of Public Safety office that issues driver's licenses in Brenham, Texas. There was a gaping hole. The driver has been identified as Clenard Parker.
Parker did come to the DPS Brenham office yesterday at approximately 3 or 4 p.m., where he was denied his commercial driver license.
Sergeant Justin Ruiz says Parker is in custody. Brenham Mayor Atwood Kanjura says the driver wanted to crash into the building again, but was detained.
Our fire chief mentioned that if he had veered a little bit to the left the second time, there would have been a collapse of that building, which would have resulted in a lot more injuries and possible death.
The semi-trailer was hauling materials on a flatbed. I'm Ed Donahue.
The judge in Donald Trump's hush money criminal case has turned down another request to postpone his trial, this one because of publicity about the case. Jury selection to start Monday. The White House says it's taking seriously Iran's threat to Israel to avenge the deaths of two Iranian generals killed in an airstrike in Syria last week. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We do believe that this still is a viable threat. And again, we're doing everything we can to make sure that Israel can defend itself.
Worries about the Middle East and a mixed start to earnings season triggered a sharp decline on Wall Street. Damian Troisi has the closing numbers.
The S&P 500 sank 1.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.2%. And the NASDAQ Composite slumped 1.6%.
In passings of note, newsman Robert McNeil of the McNeil Era NewsHour has died at 93. Italian fashion designer Roberto Cavalli has died at 83, and film director Eleanor Coppola has died at 87. This is AP News. The former interpreter for Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's appeared in court today on a charge of bank fraud. Gethin Kulbaugh has a report.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the former longtime interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani to get gambling addiction treatment. Prosecutors allege Ippei Mizuhara stole upwards of $16 million from the Japanese sensation to finance his gambling habit. Mizuhara appeared in federal court Friday on a charge of bank fraud. He was not asked to enter a plea. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. Prosecutors say there was no evidence that Ohtani was involved in or aware of Mizuhara's gambling. Authorities say Ohtani is cooperating with investigators. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And in golf, Tiger Woods has made the cut at Augusta National for a record 24th consecutive time. The five-time Masters champion finished the second round at 1 over 145 for the tournament. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineral.com and feel the difference minerals make.